So to accomplish the ultimate goal of human life, the attainment of liberation and enlightenment, we need to gain a direct or non-conceptual realization of emptiness. And this depends upon the concentration of tranquil abiding. So we need to know, what is tranquil abiding? In general, tranquil abiding is a mind that has pacified distractions and remains single-pointedly on one object. Okay. Distractions means our mind wandering to objects of delusion, and in particular, objects of attachment. Okay. So pacifying distractions and remaining single-pointedly on a virtuous object, the object of meditation, this is the function of pure concentration. Whenever we develop pure concentration on any of the Lam Rim meditation objects, such as renunciation, bodhicitta, correct view of emptiness, generation and completion stages of Tantra, our mind abides in a tranquil, peaceful state, free from distractions. How wonderful. You know? When we develop pure concentration on Lam Rim objects, we deeply enjoy our peaceful mind, our inner peace. So we are enjoying our inner peace, but also, through this pure concentration, we are quickly improving our familiarity with these virtuous objects. And therefore, we are making progress in our meditation practice. Okay, so this is tranquil abiding in general. However, actual tranquil abiding is necessarily a concentration that possesses a special bliss of mental and physical suppleness and is completed in dependence upon training or completing. So we attain tranquil abiding in dependence upon completing our training in the nine levels of concentration called the nine mental abidings. Okay, so actual tranquil abiding is necessarily a concentration that possesses a special bliss of physical and mental suppleness. And it is attained by completing all the trainings, our training in the concentration of the nine mental abidings. Once we attain the realization of tranquil abiding, okay, we experience many special benefits from this concentration. So you can read these benefits in detail in Clear Light of Bliss, in Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Meaningful to Behold. I'll highlight just a few briefly. Venerable Geshe-la explains, for example, we attain suppleness. So when we attain the bliss of suppleness, this is amazing. We need this. Okay. What happens when we attain suppleness? Venerable Geshe-la explains. He says, we no longer have any mental or physical discomfort. How about that? Wonderful, you know. No more physical or mental discomfort. Also, our body and mind feel light, flexible, and comfortable. You know, we say, so, how are you doing? And then we say, oh, light, flexible, and comfortable. Almost never, right? We attain tranquil abiding. Anyway, we could be humble, but but in our body and mind, light, flexible, comfortable, all the time. Easy to use in the service of Dharma, you know? So therefore, when we engage in virtuous activities, working for Dharma to benefit others, studying Dharma, contemplating, meditating, There's no, because these activities for us at the time, they're a joy all the time, a joy, a pleasure. There's no reluctance or resistance to engaging in these activities. There's no resistance to virtuous practice because it's a joy. So, you know, those minds that are like, so we'll be free of these minds. The ones that are, they're like, yeah, I know I should meditate right now. I really should. I should meditate right now. But I really just want to see what's on YouTube. You know, those minds. Like we want, like there's a virtuous thought, there's a wisdom saying, meditate, meditate. But there's a resistance in our mind. And it's so easy to do meaningless things. So as our concentration improves and our experience of suppleness improves, then all those resistances to virtuous practice completely disappear. And therefore, we are free from laziness. And we can accomplish any spiritual task without any problem, even if it takes a long time. When I was reading all these benefits in Joyful Path of Good Fortune, I was just thinking, our guru, he perfectly exemplifies, you know, all these qualities. Talking about accomplishing spiritual tasks, even if they take a long time, he is supreme. So this is suppleness. Also, with tranquil abiding, we accomplish clairvoyance and miracle powers through which we can benefit others. But actually, the most important benefit and the main reason we want to attain tranquil abiding is because with tranquil abiding, we have the ability to accomplish higher and higher spiritual paths. For example, we can accomplish spontaneous renunciation, spontaneous bodhicitta. We can accomplish the wisdom of superior seeing, observing emptiness, and finally, a direct realization of emptiness. Why? Because tranquil abiding gives us the ability to greatly improve our clear appearance of the object of meditation. Okay. I believe it's in Meaningful to Behold, Venerable Geshe says, in meditation, all appearances other than the object of meditation vanish. Okay. Imagine that. In meditation, the only thing appearing to our mind is the object of meditation. So powerful is that concentration. As a result, our mind becomes closer and closer to the object until finally they mix, like water mixing with water. And through this, we accomplish spontaneous realizations of Dharma, okay? Which are the real refuge and protection from suffering. Okay, so how wonderful. We should contemplate these. There's many more. There are many more. So you can read and develop, be inspired by these. And then we have a strong wish to practice, to train in tranquil abiding.